Morning, Sarah.
Hi. I just want to go over Maxine. So we've been dealing with her for over a year. She will say she needs help. She needs help. She'll call us every day. And then when we find someone, she's like, my other agency was able to find someone. I need it for this time. And she'll change the schedule. So I'm assuming that's where the frustration is with her current agency declining the case, that they don't want to staff her anymore. So, I mean, we have a caregiver ready to start for 7 to 7. She's not cleared yet, and we did not give her the go-ahead to start. We're still waiting on the CBC, still pending, and we don't have the off. So I don't know why she went there today, and Dina even said she sent an email saying that for Maxine?
Maxine Garrow is an off as of 2/23.
Okay. Well, we didn't know that. All right.
Because it was never a discharge. Status discharged.
Okay.
Or it didn't tag us, so we got the off. I'm looking at a file now. We got the yesterday at.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't really matter when.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to add a note in here. As soon as the caregiver's background comes back in and we can clear her, she'll start the 7 to 7, and I'm working on doing the other hours because she needs 16 hours a day. And
I don't know if we got,
how many hours did we get approved for?
They gave us 119.
Yeah, that's all her hours. So
they gave us all the hours. However, let me just look at her old file, because what happened, because this is the second time she's here.
Yeah.
I just want to remind myself of the first one. This is in 2024 for 2 weeks. Come on, Smartsheets.
Yeah, it takes an hour.
No, I have to upgrade the memory. Well, it's them also.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, every time I'm trying to do something, it takes forever. I'm like, I would be so much more productive if I could just access everything quickly.
Okay, here we go. Carol, just approved 42 hours. Caregiver. You were working on it the first time.
Yeah, I've been working on it. Yeah.
Stands, not interested. Sign on burdens, urgent need.
Yeah, so she hasn't, like, refused care. It's just that she's in a really shitty area.
Condition of the client's home is a concern. Doesn't say what it is. There we go. Go in the patient's home. Call patient, meeting, greet, care, and kept talking about death and dust.
Talking about what?
Oh, I remember. We sent her for a meet and greet. She said the caregiver is weird, which could be, who knows. partially staffed, case still needs staffing. Oh, I remember this case very clearly. It's uncertain if we were a problem or they were the problem on this. Because she says nobody informed her someone was coming, and then she bounced.
Oh, that was the last time, right?
There was a difficult staff issue. Red Hill, we've never successfully had a case. You know that?
I no wonder, because it's a terrible area for caregivers.
People to staff in Red Hill. We've never successfully had a case. You know, to even get there, it's such a remote area. Yes, it's way off the highway.
I know, but this girl lives very close. Jasmine Shazad, and her mom is also on boarded with us. So if I can convince them to, because I know her, they live in Telford, I think.
Telford.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Wait, let me see.
It's not bad. It's 20 minutes. It's not bad.
Yeah. Let me make sure that's right.
Ridiculous. 12 miles takes a half hour to get there. And it's just very remote. That's the problem.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, they're in Northampton.
The sentence might be worse.
18067 is it?
Northampton's very long drive. It's almost an hour.
It's weird.
It's too far. I'm telling you straight out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's high hours, so maybe they're willing to do it. But if you don't take tolls, it's a solid hour.
Mm. I think she was struggling finding work.
I understand. Maybe they'll want it. They can do it between 45 minutes and an hour, depending on traffic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to talk to them. And, I mean, if we can only staff the 12 hours a day, at least she has somebody there, because right now she has nobody.
Yeah. I hope they communicate with her properly, but...
Yeah.
She's obviously, I mean, it could simply be the other agency refused because there's no staffing. It's very, very bad area.
Yeah, yeah.
So that whole area is terrible. I had a private pay case, which they owe us $100,000 on. I'm sorry, they owe us $15,000 on right there, Quakertown. The only one we can find, we found a CNA. So we paid her $20 an hour. We never got reimbursed by private insurance.
How many times does that? How often does that happen?
90% of private pay cases.
Really?
Yep. Because
I've actually only had like maybe three come to fruition. Like I have
always.
I get them a lot. Like I get people saying they want it, and then
everybody wants it.
Yeah.
And then
when
it comes to paying.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a deposit, and even the ones that we do, they end up being a huge headache, and.
Yeah, I hear you. So why do we take them?
I don't know. Why do we take any of the kids?
I know.
Diaz Salcido, while I have you on the phone.
Yeah, he's not coming back to us.
The problem is the AIDS.
Alma
is impossible to work with.
Right.
The nursing home threw her out.
I know, and she kept trying to break him out. The nursing home called me every day and was like, are these people your employees? They keep telling me they work for you. I'm like, they are not active employees with us. They do not listen to them.
I would just say it's just a problem waiting to happen. If you're off by, if she clocks in 15 minutes late, we'll get 30 phone calls about her pay. There's a lot of problems. I wouldn't take the case.
And I was like asking Melissa, I'm like, what if we staff it? And she's like, it's a total care patient.
You're not going to be able to staff it. They control them.
That's what I'm saying. And then they're going to still be around. Yeah. So that's that. We're not taking him back.
Good.
Okay.
Good. I wouldn't. I just let him go somewhere in Reading. Find an agency in Reading.
Yeah. Alrighty. I'll talk to you later.
Very good.
Bye.